Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake Gibb. You're in the net live.
This is Taiba Hanif Park, and you are in the net live.
Aloha, this is Mike Lambert, and you are in the net live.
Loy Ball, and you're on the net live.
Ryan Malone, you're in the net live.
Hey, this is Heather Ballin, and you're live in the net. Nope, that was totally wrong.
Hey, this is Karch Kira, and you're in the net live with Willie and Barney.
Yeah, I like to turn up the applause. Oh, I know you do.
Oh,
can you even hear me?
Come on, people. Give it to me. I'm still somebody. I still got it.
Yeah, keep it coming. I just like when people clap for me because it just doesn't happen often enough anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Net Live on a special Tuesday edition, given the holiday yesterday, July 5th. I hope that everyone had a wonderful July 4th. I know we did here in Southern California. Although at the beach, we only saw the sun for about 2 hours. Seems kind of strange here at sunny Southern California. And once again, it's cloudy and raining this morning. Alex is kind of disappointed with her summer. We're glad you joined us here on the program. We've got a good one lined up for you here today. Geeter is on his way to the Redondo Beach home court, bringing the daughter, so that should be entertaining. We're going to have Alex do a little babysitting. Dan Madden is in-house.
Of course, man. Come on.
After another big weekend on the beach. And we have dueling interns over here. They've been relegated to the bench seat, but Alex and intern Alex, and now intern Kevin. It'll be an easy name to remember. Hold on.
Kevin Wynn.
Kevin Wynn from UC Irvine. So we're going to hear all the dirt on John Sprah and what he does in the gym or doesn't do. We're going to get Kevin to tell us all about it. We've got a great show for you today. We have Matt Olson, AVP professional. He's going to get on the line and tell us all about himself and some of the shakeups and things that are going on the AVP about halfway through the season here. We're going to have trivia from Akasa Stuff. Today we have a VLS 300 beach volleyball, and it can be yours. That's $65 ball.
Can it be mine?
No, it cannot be yours, Dan. You're on the program. No one affiliated with the program can win.
I already know all the answers to the trivia.
Yeah, it's because you've been helping Alex write them.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that for you. We've got a bunch of questionable calls coming, and Reed Pretty is not going to be here today, but he's in practice.
No Reed Pretty.
Prepare. Instead, we have Chris Geeter-McGee rolling in with his daughter.
Pound it out.
Maybe you want to be on the couch
Millie.
With the daughter.
Millie, you want to be on the radio?
Oh, I like the yellow shoes.
So,
very good. Very good. We're on the air. Don't be afraid to use a microphone.
Geet, you get the couch because you got the lady.
All right. Well, I want to start by talking a little bit about my own weekend here. I had a rather nice week, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Went riding Wednesday.
Talk about it.
With the boys. Took the boys out of school. Surprised them. Didn't tell them. Surprised them in the morning, 6 a.m. And I woke them up. Hey, guys, no school. We're going riding all day. So they were stoked on that. Spent the whole day down there at Pala MX. Had a great time. And then Thursday morning, took off early to go to Reno. I was up in Reno for about 24 hours, of which, 28 hours maybe. And I was awake for, I think, 24 of those. Went to bed at 5:30 a.m. Friday. So needless to say, it was a good day. Had a little birthday party for a friend of mine, Brandon Rosenthal, friend of the show. And we did that. And then also handed out some cards and talked to people about the Net Live up there at J.O.'s. Didn't see Geeter. Think he was avoiding me, probably big-timing me. You know, I definitely...
Were you at girls' J.O.'s or boys' J.O.'s?
Girls' J.O.'s.
You were not there.
Sure was. Walking around the gym for quite a while. Saw my friend Chris Marlowe. Talked to him for a while.
You did not come see the gold medal winning... Or check.
No, I handed out medals for the 17s championship, but I don't believe I was in the gym with the 18s. I was not present when that was going on. But it was really good. It was a fun event, fun being up there. And then I came home Friday, went riding again Saturday. So who can argue with that? You know, riding, riding, riding. My boys are killing it on the motocross track. It's amazing. Reese, every time we go out, he gets better. I'm just amazed. And then created my own little environmental disaster yesterday. I have a fountain in the back. It's been beat up. It's been kind of white trash lately. It's filled with old beer cans, pieces of wood, cars, other pieces of refuse that have accumulated in my backyard, all piled into the fountain. So I decided it was time to clean up the fountain. And I got it all cleaned up, ready to go, started up. The motor went for about a minute and then shut off. So I start working on the motor. And lo and behold, I discover about motors, marine motors, they're filled with oil. And I poured some of that oil into my fountain by accident and fouled my fountain. So I've created my own little Gulf Coast there in the back. And I had to spend the next 2 hours cleaning it, like scrubbing it with denatured alcohol and a scrub brush. So I now have experience. Maybe I can get a job down somewhere in Florida. I'm thinking about moving down.
I'll go.
Yeah, you're
Wait,
in?
Forever?
No, just temporarily, you know? Mm. You can come down and do the show there.
I don't know, man.
You told me your dad went and cleaned up at the Gulf Coast, huh?
The Exxon Valdez.
Yeah.
Up in Alaska, yeah. That was a while ago.
Now, why? Was that his line of work? Or he just decided to leave the family? He was upset with the children?
No, he worked for Exxon at the time. And
he was one of the enemy. Did he ever have eggs thrown at him, tomatoes?
Yeah, he's the enemy. Yeah, no one likes gas. No one uses it. He's the enemy.
I don't like my stock that keeps going up.
Yeah, the people don't demand it or nothing. Anyway, what? Yeah. So, 3 tablespoons is impossible to clean up?
Unbelievable. 3 tablespoons fouled my entire 300 to 400 gallon fountain.
And your life. For a whole weekend. Just
the whole day.
Oh, all right.
I was so excited that it was back up and running, and then there was just oil everywhere. And now I've put an entire thing of denatured alcohol all the way through.
If I ever have to sit here again, I'm not showing up.
Well, we can switch you with Dan right now.
You want to switch? I figured you'd want the couch.
I feel removed from the show.
Geek City, switch with Dan. Come sit up here. Let Dan sit next to the daughter.
You want me to hang out with Millie?
Hey, dude, I'm just glad you're back. You know, welcome back.
It's good to be
back.
You're
no longer a special guest star. You're actually part of the show again.
Her sports class got canceled this morning, and I was just doing full fist pumps.
Nice.
Because little did the family know I was going to take her out of sports class early just to get here. My wife doesn't
know
that.
Is that a volleyball class? What do you got going on?
It's a little class for 2 to 3 year olds. We do a little t-ball. We do soccer. We do little hoops. Today was going to be soccer.
Oh, they canceled it because it's too wet outside?
Too wet outside.
Yeah, kids in Southern California, they don't get to go out if it's the slightest bit wet.
I was kind of dropping hints, though, to everybody. Like, God, it's really wet. Emails,
Now, you're coming off a championship run in Reno, as I recall.
I got to tell you guys, it was an amazing run. I mean, these kids worked really hard for 8 months. We had a lot of pressure on us because we had a great team. A lot of parent pressure, not going to lie to you.
Whoa.
There were some expectations. We were the 4th seed coming in. We went 22-3 in games. Went 11-1 in matches. The great thing about it was we lost to Laguna Beach. We were both 6-0 in pool. We lost to them. And we were in a 3-way tie for our pool. There was 4 pools of 8. And we got second by just a few points because it came down to point differential. And it made our road so much harder. We didn't have a bye to the quarterfinals. We would have had a great draw. So our road went Orange County, who's a great team, coached by Travis Turner. We won a close 29-27 in the second, beat in the first. Then we had to play Wave, which was a phenomenal team. They ranked 3rd, one of the best teams in the country, no doubt. Everyone thought they had a great chance to win it. Down 23-19 in the first, scored 6 in a row, and then rolled them in the second.
Nice.
And then in the semifinals, we played the #1 team in the country, Vision, from NorCal, coached by Jason Mansfield from Stanford, beat them in 2. And then played Rancho Valley, who was kind of a surprise team, the 12 seed. I knew how good they were. They have the best player in the country. She's a junior, Krista Van Zandt. But we beat them 25-23. So we closed out, winning 4 in a row within 24 hours.
Wow.
8-0 in games.
Man, you were close in a lot of those, too.
Oh, they were so close.
That's good stuff. Now, how was Championship Court?
Championship
Big
Court
crowd?
Was really cool. We had a great little crowd. There's a celebration I'm going to have to send you guys via email. It's 9 seconds long. My buddy Jared Elliott from Texas videoed just me, and it's pretty embarrassing, but it's awesome.
Well, he knows what
Tim
he's
Jensen doing. Tim Jensen and I, the goose from Pepperdine, just embracing and hugging like little school children.
Now, who jumped on who? Because I'm thinking if Jensen jumped on you.
Yeah, he's bigger than me. I threw my clipboard up probably 20 feet, did some weird high step dance, pointed to I don't know who, turned around. Like pointing to my friends, but they weren't looking. Turned around and ran into Tim's arms like a child.
Nice.
Yeah,
now,
beautiful.
Did you get up on top of the scorer's table and then start you know, putting numbers up like you're going for another championship, Kobe slash Jordan style?
I didn't do that, but can I tell you a little story? And I don't want to use names, but it's been an interesting thing that happened, and it kind of has something to do with you guys a little bit.
Hmm.
Do you remember when you guys beat us at the six man, my El Gringo team, my adopted
team?
Yeah,
the win and sprint, yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
Game one against this team that I'm not going to use any names. They're up big on us. We storm back and win game one, and it's a death match, elimination match. So as the ball's flying out, I'm running across to their side because I'm so excited. It's like, first of all, I'm shocked. Second, it's called a win and sprint. Third, I felt like it was almost a miracle and I didn't want it to be taken back. So I'm like kind of high-stepping, cheering, like, yeah, let's go. And I'm on their side and they're kind of still there.
Yeah.
So the coaches kind of looked at me and were like, a little emotional, huh? And I didn't really hear them say it, and I kept walking. And my girls came over and I'm talking about game two. Well, they got mad at Tim. They're like, well, don't you know you have to win two, blah, blah, blah. So it goes on and on. We end up winning in two. I feel really bad. I apologize. Didn't mean to do it, right? Talked to their club owner. He's like, no big deal. Love your passion. Well, then the coaches came up to me after the match, and I know them. And they were like, hey, Geeter, it was really, really an unclassy move. And we're kind of going on. And then I felt really bad. So I'm like apologizing. Listen, I wasn't trying to show anybody up.
Yeah.
You know, I was just really excited. Goes on for 20, 25 minutes of me not enjoying my win, but apologizing. So, because I did feel really bad, because I respect them, love the team. Last thing I want to do, you guys know me, is show somebody up. It was more about the excitement. And I guess, I don't know if they've ever been to the six man or not, but you just kind of run around with your head cut off. We've been doing it since we were kids.
Yeah.
Well, then I find out from a buddy of mine who coaches that club that they texted him a few hours later saying that I was out of control and all this and that. I feel like, shouldn't we move on from it? Isn't it okay to have passion in girls club volleyball? Alex?
Yeah,
she's smiling at me.
You can't be grumpy like that.
Right?
Come on.
I kind of want to get them on the show.
Well, you know what the problem is.
I thought it'd be good radio.
The problem is they lost. That's the problem.
And they're a great team, and I think, you know, for them to not get to the medal round was a big deal.
And probably, they had the lead, and you took it away from them.
Took
and
it away.
Threw it away.
You probably had the parents yelling at the coaches saying, hey, you have to do something about that guy.
No way. Well, the parents, come on, they don't care about that. That's just,
I don't know.
You kidding me?
I feel like
the worst.
I feel like most people in that business know. I've been doing it a long time. They know me. They know who I am. Hopefully, they don't think I'm an unclassy guy. I mean, I'm always classy in victory and defeat, I think. At least I hope. Because all my other friends who coach were like, oh, who cares? But I did kind of care, and I still care.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
I hate this.
Is that
beat.
All over the floor?
All over the floor.
Interns.
I just spilled coffee. Nothing spilled. How good is my daughter Millie being?
It's nice we're bringing kids to the show now. Alex, you have to babysit the entire show.
I just picked that up. Let me just say, I just picked
good
that
job,
up. Yeah. I had headphones on. I'm sitting in this seat, like, way too low. I'm behind this table. You interns, all you have to do is stand up and run. It's, like, right in front of you.
Listen,
go.
So we have all these people here. We're going to have to reconfigure the home court. We're going to have to turn it into, like, a big circle, like a big powwow that we have every time we show
Peter,
up.
Peter, are you wondering?
Peter's turned around the wrong way at the moment. I don't like it.
And by the way,
he's facing the TV, which we're going to
have to
turn
on. I'm a little upset
on.
With you, Barney, that you wouldn't come find me at J.O. I'm confused by this whole thing.
I didn't know where anything was at J.O., to be honest. I tried to find a court. I was looking for Marlo. Sorry.
Marlo was on my court in the semifinals because Don Shaw's daughter was on the other team and they were sitting together. So I did see Marlo.
I was looking for Marlo's team. I knew they were around somewhere. I randomly came across them because I was standing there talking to Ray Gooden. And I went to the computer. I opened the computer and I have no idea what to look for. No idea how to get results, how to find out where teams are. It's just, I don't know, I was lost.
More people listen to the Net Live than you guys think. I had people talking to me about it this week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. Several people told me that they had heard of it, and several people didn't know that I was even a volleyball player. So that's okay.
Hey,
I guess
that's half your fault, man.
Is Reed ever coming back?
Reed is not coming back. We've thrown him off the show.
I think we should have a Hermosa Beach preview next week.
Oh,
because that's
sure.
Dan's favorite tournament.
Ooh, for sure, we definitely need to do that.
Yeah. I mean,
there'll be a special bonus coverage.
AVP's doing that thing where they're opening up like one side of the court for the Hermosa Beach House Hotel.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what, Kevin?
Suites.
Barney, Jen Kessie's becoming that like one guest that like it's like a dream guest for us, especially for you. But I don't even think she knows we want her on the show, but we've been trying every week, but she's always gone. I think next Monday we get her.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll play my whole week around it.
I know you will.
If we're going to get Kessie.
Be prepared. We got Matt Olson today.
Matt Olson should be good.
He's one of those guys you can call last minute. I texted him. He's on the road. He's in.
Matt Olson's the man. No one's ever said a bad thing about Matt Olson.
Ever.
I'm going to try today.
I don't think you're going to be able to.
After this interview, you'll have something. You'll have something. You'll stump him and just.
You know what else I want to talk to him about? He's got a great co-ed tournament down at Moonlight Beach.
Oh,
he
yeah.
and his wife were in the finals against, I think it was he and his wife were in the finals against
yeah.
Casey and Carrie.
They were up 15-14 last year and then didn't win it.
Stuff in volleyball that like doesn't get televised, that's really cool. And that's one of the things.
You know what doesn't get televised? Every single four-man tournament that you locals put on, like, every weekend. The Solstice, the Barry Bob, the...
I remember I beat you in the Barry Bob 11-2.
Yeah, that was great for me. Yeah.
All right, I want to talk about some of our email. We've had some good
email
from listeners. Yeah, we've been having some good stuff coming in. This is from Mickle, Dan Mickle, old friend of the show. He wants to know, why did the AVP give a wild card to a foreign team at Belmar over any domestic teams?
That was weird.
What do you think, Geeter? This, you know, we've been holding this for you because you're the expert on this sort of stuff. What's with that?
Funny you guys should say that to me. Someone asked me that question in Belmar, and I said they did. I had no idea. I know those people thought that might have been a bad draw for Brad and Casey, but they ended up beating them. I got to be honest with you. I had no idea.
On paper, that was a really bad draw, but they didn't seem to be that good.
They didn't seem to be that good, but... You never know why we did that. Maybe because when we did the USA Brazil Challenge, and I'm just guessing, but maybe there's some not a deal that we had with them, but maybe we can get a couple American teams over there. I'm not sure what goes on behind the scenes, but there's got to be a reason.
Yeah, what I heard was kind of like they are trying to improve the relationship between not just AVP and FIVB, but maybe more just between countries, and this is one of those ways you can kind of open up and be nice. I think
it does suck for the people in the qualifier, but if we're looking big picture, it's not a bad idea.
You're looking at it
it's not
as
a bad idea
as a business. I'm not concerned too much about qualifier level guys because they'll be there, and you're not going to piss them off too much by doing
this
kind of thing.
If they're putting Emmanuel and Alison in as like the 15th seed, then I think that's a bad idea.
That's probably
but we're not
a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like leaving the beach stuff to the beach experts.
We finally didn't win Norway over there, huh?
Yeah. We got third, Misty and Nicole.
Well,
are you talking
Phil
men's
and
or women?
Phil and Todd took a third also, did they not?
Yeah, they got third, which is great because they usually don't try in the gold medal, in the bronze medal matches. They
You're accusing them
ball.
Of that. Come on now.
Have you watched the
Did you watch the finals on NBC?
No, I didn't. I wasn't around.
Kevin, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Since when did the FIB start being on NBC? This year.
That's a one-time thing, and I don't know if that's because...
Did you get to
NBC,
do it?
No, I did not.
Who did it?
I don't know who did it.
Anyone have a clue?
I would suspect. Yeah, I did not see it.
Chatboard. Who did it?
Yeah, who were the announcers, and how do we have them taken out?
Well, what happened?
I'm not sure.
sorry, I was talking to my daughter.
Completely lost right
yeah,
now.
Sorry.
Completely lost.
Curious George went off the DVD player, and all of a sudden I got my little cute dad voice and said, "What happened?" And you guys were looking at me like I was... awkwardly talking to you.
Geeta's going to have a neck ache at the end of the show.
Hey, somebody on the chat board, let us know who did that announcing and was it any good? Yeah. That's the other thing we want to know. Was it? I'm betting Dane Blanton was in on that. He's the beach guy for those guys. He's been doing Universal.
He's everywhere. He just knows where to be.
Yeah. No, Dane's good. I know you hate him, Dan. But
No. No one does.
You don't like him.
I have a
you
buddy.
You've been on this show before.
A...
Do I have to bring up the tape?
I have a buddy who does.
Is there any way Alex, the intern, can help out with this DVD player?
Yeah, that's what she's here for.
Blanton and Sunderland.
And that could completely ruin the show.
Blanton and Sunderland did the FIVB?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. I'll have to talk to Sunderland this week when I'm working with them again in Wichita, coming up for World League.
Wichita what?
Do you know Chris Lamb, coach at Wichita State?
Chris Lamb?
Coach of the women's team, does a great job at their program. He's the one that told me you guys were going to Wichita.
So. Oh, yeah. I remember Chris from last year.
Yep.
Yeah, they have a terrific arena. I'll tell you what. It's a beautiful arena, and I love the fact that Cliff Livingston is from Wichita State.
Really?
My favorite Wichita State
about
references.
This.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Alex is completely transformed. I mean, she's tan. She looks like she's lived in California her whole life.
Yeah, she's got the glasses going.
There's no chance she's going back.
Kind of that sultry smart she's got going on.
Hey, Geeter.
Who's my guy here? We got a dude sitting here in this room. No one's even talked about him yet.
Geeter, Kevin Wynn.
What's
Kevin
up?
Wynn, Geeter.
What's happening, brother?
This is our newest intern. He just showed up this morning.
He can side out.
He's nervous. Yeah, he's a middle.
I know.
We asked him if he played beach. You know what he said?
Absolutely not.
I'm a middle. I don't play beach.
Yeah. See that? Jeff Nygaard was one of the best middles ever.
Brad,
still not working
Brad
on
Keenan.
Oh, Brad Keenan. There are some good middles. Kevin, all hope is not lost. Just remember, okay? There are some good examples out there for you. Hey, I want to get back to some more email here because we had Jeff Doffner email us. He's
Doffner.
A super fan from USA Volleyball. He said, you know, you guys have talked before about coaches who develop talent and coaches who exploit talent. He said, what foreign leagues or professional leagues, what leagues exploit players and which players develop them? I thought it was a good question, but really it comes down again to coaches. I don't think the league makes a bit of difference. It all comes down to what coach you happen to have. But I would say in the professional ranks overseas, there certainly are more coaches that exploit talent than coaches that develop talent because you're just paid to win that season. And if you don't win that season, you have a three-year contract, doesn't matter. You're still out of there. There's no thought process over there about not pressing the panic button in year one.
You know how I know this, too? Because Reed talks about it every single time. He's like, man, they just want me to...
They're so nervous.
They just want him to wreck his arm for that season.
Or that match.
Yeah, and it happens.
Every match is a big deal. You know, you're a player now, I forget who I was talking to, somebody on the national team who wanted to come back to get married in October and would miss one match in October. Mind you, the beginning of the season, and the team was flipping out because that one match was like the end-all, be-all of the season. If they didn't win that match in October, the season was going to be lost.
Isn't it like that with all sports, too? Like, I know when basketball players go over there, it's the same way. Like, they have to perform.
It's their mentality.
At the highest level.
Yeah.
Or else they're the ones that are the reason that the team lose.
I'll tell you what, we could be playing in a barn.
Yeah.
In a tiny gym no bigger than my house, in the middle of nowhere, Austria, in the middle of the season, and this team is eighth and we're first, and they're freaking out about this match, about the upcoming match and the potential you might lose. And go, God, enough, people. Settle down here. They need an easy button. They need a Staples easy button instead of the panic button. They need to replace it.
I love those commercials.
They're pretty good.
That's the worst thing that could happen. Does anyone remember that?
No.
I'm just quoting commercials.
Sorry, Dan.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Someone on the chat board knows what I'm saying.
Hey, the U.S. men's national team has gotten out of Africa with a pair of wins against Egypt. They've taken them down twice in five, mind you. That's not good, by the way. You go five with Egypt twice in a row, I don't think that's a very good sign.
Egypt's really an up-and-coming team.
No, they are not.
Mm.
Egypt has two good players.
Are we a down-and-going team? What's the deal?
We're a team.
Should we lose to Egypt in anything?
No.
I mean, I'm
cricket.
Except building pyramids. I mean, seriously. Like, I know, but I'm just saying, like, why? How are we going to lose to them?
They
like,
don't even
that's
know.
What affected me when we lost to Ghana in soccer. I'm sorry. We should win.
No, man, Ghana.
No, I don't care. We should win.
Okay. Why? Because we're bigger?
Bigger, stronger, faster. We should be. We're like,
we were not faster.
I know we weren't. And that's a problem.
We were a lot slower, that's a problem for me. As a matter of fact.
That's what I'm saying. We should be.
If we had LeBron James and Dwayne Wade
exactly.
in soccer,
then get them playing.
Then we would be winning, but we don't.
We looked slow.
We looked bad.
Dude, Ghana.
They looked way better than us, I thought.
You know,
and I know nothing about soccer, thank God.
The men's volleyball team looked the same way. Right before that match, they looked the same way. The United States volleyball team against Finland did not look polished. They looked slow. They looked tentative and nervous. It was the same deal. And now that they're struggling a little bit. I'm talking about the volleyball team now. They're struggling a bit because they can't get their best team on the floor. They've had their best team on the floor for about a set and a half through this entire World League.
Have they even had their best team there?
Only that once.
Yeah.
Only that once. You had people going down with injuries. Reed has been out with a calf. Then he was out with a quad. You had Donald go down with a calf injury. Donald Sujo, the setter. You've had all kinds of just weird stuff happening. You have several people who are pregnant or getting married. Hopefully not both.
Well, what's the problem? Like, is there a conditioning problem going on? Because if everyone's injured, is it just overplaying? Is it under conditioning? What's going on?
The problem is there's no break in the international schedule. You go from playing overseas to right back to the national team, playing overseas and back again. That's the problem, Dan. All right, we've reached
the big problem, Dan.
The Net Live, we've still got a lot of show coming up. Hey parents, do you know about the USYVL, the United States Youth Volleyball League? Having taught over 100,000 kids ages 7 to 15 the sport of volleyball, the league's proven techniques, super fun approach, and self-esteem lifting methods are unmatched. Truly, volleyball starts here. For more information about the league and programs in your area, visit usyvl.org. That's usyvl.org.
Hey, Reed.
Yeah, Dan.
Hey, if I wanted to call in and talk to you guys, what would I have to do?
Well, first you'd have to have something meaningful to say.
I can do that.
And then you want to probably scale that down to about 20 seconds.
Done.
And then you want to pick up the phone and dial 347-677-1525.
So I can call 347-677-1525 and say, Reed Pretty, you're my favorite volleyball player ever.
Now, Dan, when you say that, are you making fun of me? Or, is the joke on me? I don't get it.
Get off the bench, sub yourself in, pick up the phone and call.
The Net Live will not be held responsible for opinions and ideas expressed by others.
Welcome back into the Net Live here on thevolleyballnetwork.com. We appreciate you being here. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up. Maddie Olson is going to be joining us, AVP Professional. We talked a little bit about JOs. I'm sure we'll get back to touching on that with Geeter and his gold medal winning performance. I can't imagine he lets an hour go by without mentioning that again.
That's the reason why I really wanted to come to the show, because I knew it would be a lot more about me than it usually is.
Yeah. Oh, I knew that.
So weird I can see you guys.
Yeah, I like that we've reconfigured the home court during the commercial break, and Geeter now is facing us, and Alex now has the daughter in the lap.
Also, she's
what's
great.
Daughter's name?
Millie.
Millie, okay.
Millie McGee.
Millie McGee. Like that. Middle name?
Josephine.
Is
that
real name Millie?
Yeah, M-I-L-L-Y. That's a real name on the birth certificate. When I was laying, the day I came back from jail, I was just sleeping on the couch midday. All of a sudden, I hear this, "Wake up, Geeter. Up, Geeter." And I look, and it's my daughter. I'm like, when did this happen? I've been gone for 8 days. She's calling me Geeter and telling me to get up.
That's better than being cannonballed on.
I don't know if she's listening to you guys or what's happening.
If I fall asleep on the couch, I'm definitely getting cannonballed on right on top.
Two boys, for sure. Yeah.
It's punishing. Absolutely punishing.
Dan right. Engaged yet?
Dan? No, he's still putting it off with the feather. He won't do it.
Career for him, too.
If you want to be part of the show, 347-677-1525. 347-677-1525. We still have trivia coming up later, so be ready. Alex has written me some trivia questions here. We'll see if even Geeter knows the answer.
Barney, have you guys been getting calls since I've been gone?
Yeah, we've had some good caller participation.
I want callers.
Nice. You know, giving free stuff away has been a big boost for that.
Love
today
that.
We're giving away official beach volleyball, VLS 300.
Next week I'm giving away Hermosa tickets.
Nice.
Blammo.
Nice. Like but, VIP tickets?
So the caller caller has to be from the area or
no, it has to be from anywhere that they can go to the
that's
event.
What I'm saying.
By the way, if they're from the Midwest and they want to go to the Chicago event, I will get them tickets for the Chicago event too. We could do that.
Nice. Nice. So if you're out there in the Chicago event or in the Chicagoland area, you want to go to the show. The AVP show.
I want to go.
I hear it's one of the best events on tour outside of Southern California.
From our tournament. Like in Chicago. That's what I want to do.
In Chicago?
Now, Chicago is awesome, Barney. And you're a big Chicago guy. I mean, it's home for you. But it's turned into, you know, the biggest one besides Manhattan Beach.
Well, now that they're at Oak Street, it's a little tough for some people to get there. But Oak Street is, like, right in the bosom of downtown. Like, the Hancock Building is right there. Lakeshore Drive. You got the actual beach and ocean. But it's, like, the beach on top of the city, or the city's on top of the beach. It's the best thing ever. North Ave is great.
For television, always say visually it's the best stop on tour because you got the Chicago skyline,
yeah,
Lake Michigan,
It's really cool.
We used to play there when I lived in Chicago. We just stop and go, man, this is unbelievable.
Were you one of the better players, would you say, when you used to play in Chicago? Or were you lower level? Like, be honest.
Yeah, I was one of the better players. It's cool. Bartek and, a bunch of Mike Witted.
It's got to be improving, though. Chicago is one of those places on the men's side, at least, that volleyball wasn't even a high school sport until 1991. I played 92 my first year, and then it's grown immensely. And I would say for boys, it's the best program outside of Southern California.
Hands down. Were you a sports performance guy?
No, my younger brother was. I never played club.
I mean, for girls, boys, I mean, that's a dominant club.
That club.
A lot of national championships. Not this year, Sport Jacket.
Oh. Who did? What happened?
So did the coach get a medal? Do you get a gold medal?
I got a medal. Tim got a medal. Marcio Ciccoli, our other assistant. Talk about that staff.
Oh, the team parent gets a medal. Why am I asking that question? I should know that. I handed out medals for crying out loud.
Chaperone, Putter Pence was our chaperone.
Putter Pence?
Putter Pence, best name.
Putter?
And all of J.O.'s.
Male
Putter?
Or female?
Female. So mother of one of our kids, Devin Pence.
Putter? Her dad is a big golfer. Putter?
Putter Pence.
Putter Pence.
Do you have a brother named Driver?
Three Wood.
Oh, man, a cousin named Loft Wedge.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Putter Pence.
Putter Pence.
You don't think I would just scream that every day at her. Putter Pence, just because I wanted to
hear. That's the best golf name ever. Yeah. That rivals Digger Graybill as on the volleyball side.
I'll tell you what it rivals is Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin still to this day.
But that's made up, guys. That's made up.
Shooter.
That's for a movie.
Happy
Someone
Gilmore.
Actually named their child Putter, and it's a female.
I guess it's no different than Porsche or Mercedes.
No, Porsche's...
Because, of course, if you name your kid Putter, you're not likely to be a stripper. But if you're going to name your kid Mercedes, you're probably going to end up on the pole.
Let's not put Putter Pence and stripper in the same. You know what I mean? This is a mother of a kid on my team. Let's
of course. No, I didn't put Putter Pence. I put Mercedes Pence.
Someone wants the middle hitter wants
the Lindquist sisters. Jerry, the Lindquist sisters on the AVP now have, like, porn names. I'm not used to it. It's like Tracy Jones.
Jameson.
Katie Jameson. It's just weird because they've got married.
Okay.
And I walked up to the tournament board, and I'm used to seeing Lindquist, and I see the names, and I'm like, who are the two porn stars playing AVP now, and why are they in ninth? It's weird.
Best name ever, Rod Wild, if we're going to go that route anyways.
Oh, yeah. That's that name still pops up every once in a while on the BVB.
What did Jerry want to know? You got action from the chat board?
Yeah. Do we know who will be playing in Chicago yet? Is there is there a conflict there? What?
Huh?
AVP? I don't know.
Everybody?
Hey, if you're anywhere near Wichita, you better turn out this weekend because...
Seth Burnham will be there?
Because Finland took out Russia, and now the United States has a chance to win their pool. We were talking a little bit before the break about the problem with the U.S. team, but they still have a shot at winning their pool. This weekend, Wichita, bring your horns.
Are you talking indoor?
Bring your face paint. You know you beach guys.
Hey,
Dan, I'm going to make you hang out.
Like,
oh my goodness.
I need Reed. Reed!
I have both sides in me. You know this. I mean, I just got back from...
Yeah, you're
I don't
not,
know if you
guys
know this,
but
I just won a national championship. Indoor. Coaching.
But I don't know if you
but
know
But I thought that was funny.
That's
Dan.
The only reason Dieter is here today.
All right.
So he could just put that right in there.
Is Olsen on there yet?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Is he?
Yeah. Here you go.
Should I bring him in? Is it time?
Bring him in.
Hit it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Our first guest and only guest today is a young man that grew up in San Diego, California, played for Seaside Volleyball Club, went to Arizona, won a club national championship, great surfer, just crack it backside, Moonlight Beach. He literally, guys, is one of the nicest guys, most humble guys on tour. And as you said, Dan, man, there's never been a bad word said about
Never.
This young man.
Until
and a couple
this
years
show.
Ago, until this show, a couple years ago, he won his first event in Belmar, New Jersey, and pound for pound, one of the best athletes on tour, Matt Olsen. Matt, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, boy.
How was that intro? Is it okay? Up to your liking?
You know, usually at the AVP, you got a little more fire behind you, but I appreciate the kind words.
Matt Olsen. So you got Dan Madden, you got Kevin Barnett, you got myself, Reed Pretty usually on the show, but we've kicked him off recently. And we just want to talk to you a little bit about the AVP and what's going on with you. You had a great partnership with Kevin Wong. He ended that. He went with Casey Patterson. You went with a good buddy, Mike Morrison. You guys were kind of knocking on the door, but then you made the switch to Jeff Nygaard. If you could take us through that process.
You pretty much set it up right there. Kevin and I kind of had our differences, just kind of playing together for 2 years. And, decided to go our separate ways. He was the one that made the decision. And, I think it was a good decision by him. And Mike and I gave it a try and had some chances, but just like it was kind of pulling teeth all the time. So went with the big Jeff Nygaard.
You know, Jeff Nygaard, who we all know is just one of the great all-time volleyball players. He's, you know, played in three Olympics, two indoor, one on the beach. I know he's getting towards the end of his career, but he's still got a lot left in the tank. What was the final decision for you, just a chance to play with a guy at that level?
Yeah, you know, like, I've always respected Nygs. He's a real great blocker and a kind of a big ball control guy. And we had a really fun game or match in Vegas last year at King of the Beach. And we just kind of hit it off. And so since then, we've kind of always chatted like, hey, if things go south, let's, rekindle the fire a little bit. And so that's kind of where we ended up.
You know, in that first tournament, you guys got a third. Chemistry was pretty good right off the bat. What was it like for you transferring over to that right side?
It's still a little different. And I think I was kind of joking with Lindsay this last week, my wife, that I think I had some success because no one really knew what to expect. And to be honest, I didn't really know what to expect. And I kind of just muscled my way through it and didn't quite work as well in Belmar, but I'm pretty excited to be on the right. And Jeff's set so good that, I think the transition will be pretty smooth here, and I'm looking forward to getting back to practice tomorrow, actually.
Are you seeing most of the serves?
I was. They started on both tournaments. They kind of started early on Jeff, and we weren't sure what to expect, and then they definitely, the tail end of both tournaments, I got every ball, which I prefer, so it was, it's going to help me transition the right that much sooner, I guess.
Hey, Matt, so much is talked about Phil and Todd just being so dominant, especially on the AVP Tour. Is it always a game to try to get that partner where you can compete with them, or is it more you're worried about yourself and just getting good finishes?
No, this year has been really different for me where I think I'm more towards just getting some good finishes back under my belt. But in the past, when you're looking at partnerships, you watch those two to smash people on TV, it's tough, man. I don't know. I mean, no disrespect to the big guys that are out there or to myself for that matter, but watching Phil just take over, I don't know what big guys out there I think I could play with and, consistently battle or even potentially beat those guys. I think they're really putting themselves a step above everyone right now, unfortunately for us.
Hey, Matt, this is Kevin Barnett. Appreciate you joining us here. I noticed that you're sponsored by the people. An effort that was put together last year, and I'm wondering what that has turned into, if anything, for you as a sponsorship.
You know what, Kevin? I kind of told you there hasn't been much from it, to be honest. I kind of followed it for a while there. I love the idea. I still love the idea. I just haven't, I haven't been keeping up with it much, and I haven't heard much about it, unfortunately. So, kind of where I'm at.
I guess we should click this button right here if we want to sponsor the Net Live.
I love that. The Net Live should sponsor Matt Olson.
We should sponsor somebody.
I mean,
Matt should make his case.
Matt, why should people sponsor you? I mean, I know I gave you a great intro, but really, I mean, let's talk about it right now. What makes you a great player? This is tough for Matt Olson. He does not talk about himself.
Well, okay, let's see here. I got to pitch myself a little bit. Well, I'm currently switch sides and going pretty good, so I'm kind of versatile, left or right side player,
nice.
Potentially. It's for the people, and I feel like I get along with the people pretty well. I feel like I'm one of the guys that is pretty approachable out there, and that's always a plus, and I thought that was actually going to really help me with that sponsored by the people thing. What else? I got a good-looking wife that also plays volleyball, so there's some potential co-ed meetings and kind of
energy.
hanging out outside the volleyball court. She's laughing at me in the car right now. What else? Dude, you got it. What about Madden? Danny, help me out. What else can I use from pushing my case here?
Jump in there, Danny.
You do really well in co-ed tournaments with your wife. That's a lot.
That's
you
extra
can,
pub.
You
that's
can both
pub.
Be sponsored. Co-sponsorship.
Are you the best surfer on tour?
Oh, God.
You know what? That's a good point. I think with Stein now on the outs, I think I've got it.
With Stein gone, Matt Olson.
Stein
no
gone.
Question. Yeah, no question. Matt Olson is the best surfer on
except,
tour now that Stein is gone for sure.
Matteo's good friend Kevin McCullough just is kind of pissy about it because he's Matteo snakes waves. That's the only bad thing I've ever heard about.
Oh, he's one of those
Matteo.
Guys.
But no disrespect to Kevin. It's Matt Olson.
It's Matt.
Like,
yeah,
Kevin's
like,
not where Matt Olson is yet.
Matt's
in his
like,
career. He's got a long way to go.
You can't do with this wave what I can do with it.
If I'm out there with Matt Olson, I got to bring my pocket knife and cut his leash. You know?
He just got a. I think he Lance Burkhardt did a little North Shore over there. No, but hey, real quick, Matt, talk to us about that Moonlight Beach co-ed you had. I mean, players raved about that. You had your chance to take down two-time gold medalist Kerry Walsh and Casey Jennings, and you had match point, didn't you?
Yeah, the tournament, let me give you a real brief recap. The tournament was a total success. Jimmy Nichols, who I think some of you guys know out there, it was put on the tournament and kind of gave me the call that I was having a hard time with getting entries, blah, blah, blah. And I made one little comment in the tent at the King of the Beach there in Vegas. And freaking Brad and his lady and Casey and Kerry and Billy and Janelle, they all jumped all over it. So from going from nothing, we had a huge tournament on our hands. I think there was like 28 teams, and there was like the top six seeds were all ADP guys. Nick Lucena and Brooke Hansen also played. And we made it to the final, Lindsay and I, and ended up losing to Kerry and Casey. I think it was like 16-18, old score, big court. And I'm pretty sure we were up like 14-10 or 14-11 or something like that and couldn't put it away.
Any chance the Net Live gets invited to that next year?
Oh, definitely. I got to talk to Jimmy and see how he wants to push it, because last year when Kerry showed up, it was a very small beach, but when the word got out that she was there, every club kid in the town came and watched. So it was pretty cool.
Because we could maybe broadcast from there. Barnett, McGee, Madden on the sideline.
Oh, I've played in it. I played in it too.
Yeah, but you're not good enough to play in it this year.
Reed grew up at that beach. Be back to the stomping ground.
I did not know that.
He might want to go. He might want to show up.
If we can ever get him back on the show again, it'd be fantastic.
He's allegedly on the national team.
I got one little story about the Kerry Walsh thing, though, on that tournament. I decided to jump serve at her full speed and run up and block every time. and she decided I didn't have to beat me. So that's kind of how that went. And at one point, I ran up, dropped on what I thought was an offset to about the 8-foot line, and she pretty much almost took my face off with a with a putt, which was rad.
This is a men's net.
Matt, is it a men's net?
I'm sorry, yeah, it was a men's net. And Kerry, I blocked her on the very first ball, which the whole crowd booed, which I didn't care about. And then after that, she successfully pretty much cut and high-lined around my wife and I. And no joke, men's net, it didn't even look like it fazed her, to be honest.
She really is one of the most competitive people out there, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She actually was playing the right, and Casey was on the left, although they didn't run two balls that much. She set her pretty much the whole time, and she was a cheerleader. You should have seen the role. Geez, you would have loved it. The roles were switched. She was given the, like, high fives and ass slaps. Let's go, let's go. And Casey was like the quiet one, which was pretty funny.
I can't even picture it, actually.
Kerry must be at her family reunions, like out there on the grass with the picnic net, and she's just bombing
balls, yeah.
And apparently Matty O, too.
I love that. Jumping and bombing. He didn't care what his home beach said. If they booed him, he wanted to win with his wife. Yeah, he and Lindsay are competitive, too.
Yeah, no, she played great and actually dropped a ball on Casey Short that I still give him a hard time about. And, no, she gave me a chance, man. She freaking set little butter two balls in the middle of the court, and I just couldn't get it done, man. I ran out of juice. So
after you lost the match, did you sprint off the court a la Geeter in 12th Street? Just not shake hands, just take off
and go.
Matt, I'll tell you what.
It was group hugs in the dark there. It was a long day.
See, group hugs. But group, I this
Matt, I don't know if you got the memo, but the SportCheck 18-1s won the gold medal at JO's.
This is gonna
did
be
you?
Awesome.
We did.
Wow, that is impressive. I just heard the wave update, and all of our top squads got kind of smashed, it sounded like.
Yeah, we ended them. Yeah, we beat them in the quarterfinal, and they were not happy after game one. We scored 6 in a row, and I had sprinted across to your side because I was so excited, and afterwards got a nice tongue-lashing and had to apologize for 25 minutes to your coaching staff. And I'm surprised they didn't. I'm surprised they didn't text you because I was clearly saying, you know me. Just ask Matt Olson. Ask Judd Bushler. I'm not. I'm classy. And apparently they were not happy with me.
You know, you're kind of like Rod Blagojevich right now, dude. I mean, you're pleading your case to anyone who will listen.
Well,
you're a class
Matt
act.
Olson knows. It's about being guilty. Excited.
Yeah. Was that the 18 ones? Jeannie Reeves and Tammy Leibel squad?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's a big W for you. That team, I don't know, I haven't talked to Jeannie yet, so I'll definitely back up your story, but I haven't heard from her directly yet.
It was no disrespect. It was more excitement for my squad. I watched it on video, and it wasn't about them. It was about the passion for the game and the win and sprint.
It's like one of those parents that's like screaming from the sideline, but you're one of those coaches that runs across the court and giving the high fives to everybody. I can see you, Geek. It's all good, bud.
Yeah, it's all good, right? No disrespect. That's a great team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they ended up seventh. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Wow, interesting. I haven't heard about that yet. I'm going to talk to the boss tomorrow and see what he says.
Real quick, last question. Where would you rank the Chicago tournament? We were talking about the Chicago AVP earlier. That's where Kevin's from.
Well, let's clarify. Chicago at the Oak Beach or whatever it is, or the one in front of the Castaways?
Oak Street now.
Well, it definitely dropped a little for me, to be honest. It's still probably my favorite non-California event, but I really like the original spot that I was at the last,
North Avenue.
Yeah, North Avenue. That place is rad. I really like that setup. The other one's still pretty good. I haven't been as successful the last 2 years at that beach, so I'm blaming on that beach.
There you have it.
Right on.
Well, listen, Matt, hey, we appreciate you coming on last minute, and good luck with everything. And we will be out there in Hermosa. The Net Live will be out there in Hermosa too, and the guys will come up, and we'll definitely root you on, buddy. You're a class act.
I appreciate it, guys, and don't forget about the little moonlight co-ed. You guys want to broadcast? I got a great spot for you under the middle palapa.
We will be talking to you before that, and we will be out there. And
nice.
Stay classy, unlike me, and don't ever run under the net in excitement again.
I got your back on that. Not a problem. I'll talk to her about it.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Yeah. All right, Matt Olson.
You like him, don't you, Barney?
Oh, I love Matt Olson.
He's a good guy.
Dude right
Matt
there.
Olson's a man. He's your new ambassador, Geeter.
I just wonder if he's catching some of the sweet south swell that's coming up right now. They've got 15 foot at the wedge.
What?
That's what they were saying on the news.
Wow.
12 plus, some sets to 15.
It wasn't that big.
Good
yesterday.
Stuff. I wanted to go south yesterday, but I was just freaking wiped out from riding and partying. It's been rough. Speaking of partying in Vegas, or in Reno, Vegas, fake Vegas, because they closed the club at 2 o'clock. I was there for the celebration of the birthday of Brandon Rosenthal, another friend of the program, and he is now giving us a call. Brandon, are you there?
I'm here as usual.
Oh, you're actually there this time instead of just dead air.
Yeah. It's funny when you don't hang up on somebody how it all works, but I'm all here.
Right. Well, you better bring your topic before we accidentally have noise and cut you off by accident.
I just got a great story for the boys. Not much for you because you lived it. But, boys, so we're celebrating Reno style. We're going after dark at the Peppermill Hotel.
Reno style.
I don't know what Reno style is.
I mean, just imagine Reno. I mean, as Barney said,
and bad food.
Place closed at 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. A little disappointed with that, but we took the party on to the Peppermill Hotel.
That's where I was supposed to be.
It should have been.
I know.
We decided to take the party to the coffee shop. So imagine 14 of us into a booth that fits 6, and we're all kind of scrunched around this table. And we've been together, for all night, and everybody knows everybody except for Molly Alvey, new head coach at Houston, University of Houston. And around 3:30 in the morning, she looks across the table, and much to Barney's dismay, she's like, "So, Kevin, did you play volleyball, or are you just here to hang out, or what?"
There you go.
And, I mean,
how quickly
his head went down. And
what was the reaction around the table?
Jaws hit the floor, basically. I was sitting next to Barnett at the time, and I was just, knowing Barnett's ego, I was loving it. I couldn't have planned for something better than that.
That's very nice.
The other great story is Barnett got called over the loudspeaker at JO's to present the gold medals, where he was introduced as a gold medalist. Not sure
right.
in what, but it was.
It's the third time, by the way. Third time I've been introduced as a gold medalist.
What age group did you deliver?
17.
Day before I won.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you go,
No, I jump up and down and just point at myself.
Yeah.
This guy.
You go,
this
guy. I forgot my gold medal in the hotel room.
No, no, I got to wave it off, man. I've been riding these guys' coattails forever. I think, I envision, a reunion, 20-year reunion, and I get invited to the damn thing, and I'll show up and I'll be speaking or something and just saying, look, for 20 years I've been just riding this potential gold medal for myself, and I can't imagine what the count's going to be to by then. I mean, it's three now. We're only 2 years out, and I've been three times told I've been a gold medalist.
You could be gold medal announcer.
I'm the gold medal announcer. Chat. That's who I am.
That's what VV Mike just said.
But nobody remembers that, though. Oh, you're gold medalist? Like, no, sorry. I got a completion certificate from 04.
You're either a gold medalist or they don't even know you played volleyball.
That's right.
That's right. That's or right. One step better is as his name gets called over the net or over the loudspeaker, excuse me, not over the net, somebody turned and said to a fellow coach, Kevin Garnett is here? So,
great.
You know, now he's a Boston Celtic, so.
Thanks, Brandon.
That was a great how it really went down.
Coming in. Thank you for coming into the
happy
show.
Happy birthday, Brandon.
That was fantastic.
Do you think Brandon knows about it?
Thanks, you guys.
All right.
Yeah, did you hear that I won the gold? I don't know if you've been listening to the show, Sport Shack.
Oh, you won the Sport Shack, of course. You and Timmy J?
Yeah, 18 open. Just want to get it in there one more time in case there's new listeners.
Can you put the sprinting under the net on YouTube? Because I'd like to check that out.
You know, the one that where the coaches got upset, I will try to find it. The video that I saw is from the back. It's hard to tell. There is a video of us winning the gold, but I want to try to find the one where I did the win and sprint under the net after game one.
Yeah, we need
that's
that.
The controversial
That'll
one.
Be like a poll question. Like, is this excessive?
Is this excessive? I've had one friend tell me
I love the passion.
Yeah. See?
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Yeah.
It is club volleyball.
You guys have a good one.
All right. See ya. That's great. Brandon Rosenthal calling in. Once again, he thinks he should have a regular segment on the show.
I got to tell you, he did come in and do a great job, and he smashed you a little bit, which was fantastic. The stories were short, to the point, and very funny.
I need a little smashing.
I'm just glad that all my friends don't speak, so they'll never call in and make fun of me.
Think about his friends.
What's Mayor going to do? He's listening right now, laughing,
Billy,
but he's not going to do anything.
But they're so smart. They're all thinking of things.
Billy's
for you,
too busy writing.
Billy's nickname is Evil because he is evil. He's just devious and sly. But he doesn't listen that much.
Right.
Mayor listens.
Hey, we're going to take a little break here and listen to a new commercial. We have a new commercial for people.
Oh.
Featuring one Alex Kelly.
It's played in Fast Forward, right?
Yeah. It's actually it's Alex Kelly on 48. Well, let's give it a listen. We'll be right back. See you in 1 minute. Here on the Net Live, thevolleyballnetwork.com. We still have questionable calls coming, and we're going to be giving away a brand new Mikasa volleyball. Just a minute.
Hate the gym? Well, we do too. CrossFit South Bay is an elite strength and conditioning facility with a no-gimmick approach to fitness. The CrossFit program will have you running, jumping, lifting, climbing, and moving in dynamic and powerful ways. There are no machines, ellipticals, TVs, or mirrors. We train everyone from professional and collegiate athletes to soccer moms and retired teachers. With an average class size of 10, you get personal coaching and training. We sweat together, get fit together, and have a darn good time doing it. From beginners to weekend warriors to professional athletes, CrossFit South Bay is for anyone wanting to be in the best shape of their life. Visit us online at www.crossfitsouthbay.com and mention the Net Live for your 15% discount on any of our membership packages.
All right, there it was. Alex Kelly, fine job. The CrossFit South Bay commercial.
Impressive.
Gita Reactions, does she have a voiceover career?
Yes, she does.
What about the high tones?
We're going to work on that. She punctuated at the right points.
Yeah.
You know how many takes she did?
17.
Yeah, I think that's the under.
Really?
Are you a one-take wonder?
No, I wasn't.
So wait.
How many takes, Alex?
Did you have to memorize it or something? Like,
can I ask you a question? Are you and Kevin dating, or is he another intern? Okay, so you're both. Okay, I just didn't know.
He's not on the national team, so there's no dating going on.
Oh, funny.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Interesting.
Hey.
I'd love to hear about this.
Did you know Josh Glazebrook, our back-end tech guy and photographer extraordinaire and basketball player from Fresno State? Yeah. He just reminded me that today, this show is our 50th show.
We should have champagne. How come the 50th show isn't the drunk show? That's what I don't know.
I just popped the champagne bottle.
There you go.
Does it sound real?
That was that one.
Are we gonna do a drunk show like Kevin and Brian do?
Mark and Brian?
Mark and Brian. I'm looking at you saying
we
Kevin
should.
And Brian.
Give we should. Show. We should have one for sure.
That Kevin
we'll call
behind
it the
you?
Six-man show.
The second intern.
Oh, Kevin. Just having bloodies and having a good time.
Look behind you, Geeter. We got a shark midair eating a seal.
Dude, is this Malibu? That's what happens in Malibu without the seals getting eaten.
Look at that. Look at that. This is huge shark all the way out of the water. If you're watching the World Cup coverage right now, I tried to turn it on, and instead I have sharks eating seals, but in an amazing fashion.
Oh, it's so cool.
Oh, that's astonishing.
Like, super amazing slow-mo. But no, they have jumping great white sharks in Malibu. There's photos from like October last year. You know what
really?
I'm talking about, Kevin?
Is this Sal Masekela?
I've
everywhere.
Seen that, but That shark eating seal is incredible. I've seen that.
That's absolutely amazing. And I turn this on. Okay, World Cup. Of course, the United States losing.
Put the World Cup on. Come
that's
on.
What this is supposed to be. Oh. Look, info. World Cup soccer. First semifinal. Yeah. Supposed to start at 10:30. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't either.
We're watching sharks in South Africa instead. But I bring this up because let's get into questionable calls. My first questionable call is, will United States soccer get any sort of media bump because of the World Cup? Meaning MLS, professional soccer, soccer in general. Will it get any more coverage due to the World Cup?
Yes, because soccer has coverage on ESPN. They have the MLS, the name. They're in a different category than volleyball and Olympic sports. Because the World and a lot of it has to do because the World Cup is the most important thing and not the Olympics in that sport. It's not going to do that much.
Wait a minute, you just said yes, now you said no.
Yes, but it's not going to do that much. It's not going to be it's not going to become hockey.
For the first time ever, I agree with Dan. I think there will be a bump. I don't think it'll be a major bump, but Landon Donovan had a great quote yesterday. He said we're not going to see results like tomorrow, and all of a sudden there's going to be millions of extra fans. But he said maybe there'll be thousands, tens of thousands, and he's like, over time, it's going to continue to grow. I thought that was a really good point, because in my lifetime of like being an adult and watching the World Cup in 94 when it was here in the United States to now ESPN has shows dedicated to it.
Yeah.
They're over in South Africa. I mean, so there's definitely been a bump, and there will continue to be one. It's not going to be football. It's not going to be baseball or basketball.
No. Okay,
but it's getting a bump.
Here's what I think. Relating it back to volleyball, the United States wins 3 of 4 gold medals and takes silver in the other one. They're in every single final, an unprecedented performance in Beijing in 2008, right? I think that makes the next Olympics, everybody will remember, volleyball. I'm excited to watch volleyball. Thought it was great. So many people caught it. It was 15 million people watched the finals for the men on the indoor side leading into the closing ceremony. That was great. But I think in between, I don't think it does it. A thing. It does nothing. And I think soccer is going to be exactly the same way. World Cup, the next time World Cup comes around, if the United States is in, people are going to be pumped. People are going to be excited to watch. If they do well, it's going to get even bigger. But between now and then, nobody cares.
I don't know.
Nobody cares.
The World Cup is soccer and just soccer. I think that's important.
Sure.
As far as growing and getting fans, you know, because ESPN does have these individual shows. Like, they have World Cup coverage for hours. And Alexei Lalas is really good. Right? Am I right about this?
Lives in South Bay.
Yeah,
he's
good.
A really cool guy. Like, so they have these great personalities. Like we have Geeter, but we hide Geeter on Stadium Court all day
Saturday. Here we go.
Unfortunately.
You know, Dan, you talk about Stadium Court like Geeter talks about his gold medal. Every time you can worm it into the conversation, you do.
I know.
I like the worm it in part.
I know.
But I just don't think it makes any difference in those 4 years. I think you're absolutely right that the World Cup will be huge.
I don't know. MLS has taken off.
No, MLS loses money every single year and always has. And the only reason MLS is around is because you have Philip Anschutz, who is quoted a few years ago as saying he'll lose $20 plus million in perpetuity.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Okay, he doesn't care. He's got the money. He loves the sport. It doesn't matter to him. It's going to stay on because he wants it to be on. Until volleyball has a billionaire supporting it, I don't know that we're going to see the same kind of progress.
Yeah, okay. I think for
I can't even argue with him because he's right.
Yeah. For a sport to get big.
It hurts you that he's right. I see it in your eyes right now that you want to argue it and I want to argue it, but we can't.
I can't exactly.
Damn
but
it.
I'm just saying it has potential for growth, just not great growth. You know, like MMA has huge, huge potential because it's a new sport and people haven't been exposed. And kind of like boxing used to be big, and now MMA is filling that void for, you know, fights, which is pretty cool. Like, you're telling me, even if you don't like MMA, you're telling me you're not don't have some type of intrigue for it?
Are you telling me we should start beating each other?
I have a dream.
Volleyball? I think that should be a full context for it. Yeah.
I have a dream.
Yeah.
I just want to be stable.
Yeah. Well.
I don't need this. I don't need volleyball to be, you know. I mean beach, indoor, combine
indoor's
it all.
Been a little bit more stable over the last 8 years. 100%
agree.
But previous to that, it had a lot of problems.
I would love for it just to be where you're not worried about your job every year or every summer saying, hey, can we make it through August or all the rumors. Why not just – I just wish we could
– Doesn't it happen by not spending more money than you're making?
The AVP has done a great job of that this year, though. I mean, Canyon and those guys have come in and really tried to – I mean, believe me, because I'm seeing sides of it. I mean, you know, there's cutbacks everywhere.
Oh, I know.
So it's – you know. But
I can't even look at Stadium Court without someone yelling.
But where are people's marketing dollars and where their their dollars going towards is you know, people don't have the budgets they used to have. So can they put $5 million in? No, they can't. Maybe they can put $100,000 in, $200,000 in, and
ooh,
you know,
that's a big change.
It's
right
a
there.
Big jump, you know, where they used to be able to put in millions, now they're putting in hundreds of thousands, or they're like, well, let's just put it all into NASCAR, let's just put it all into MMA, whatever it is. It's tough to get those dollars from people where they used to have a lot of money. Yeah. They don't have it anymore.
I think volleyball focuses on this imaginary fan and this imaginary demographic that doesn't exist or doesn't currently exist.
We've talked about
focusing on fans.
We've talked about it, though. They focus on growing fans or growing membership when the fact is I think that the group that is already there, the intrinsic fan of volleyball, the participant, the ex-player, that person's not being served.
No.
You're not even serving your own community, so how can you serve those external to your community and bring those people in?
You're at JOs.
Yeah.
Or if you go to Festival, there are thousands and thousands of kids playing this sport.
Oh, it's amazing. The junior participation is absolutely amazing. And just now talking about Austin, the boys' JO is going on right now in Austin. They had a record crowd for the Stadium Court this past, yesterday, I guess it was. 2,300 people watched the championship for, I think it was 17. So the people are there. The fans are there at that level. The question is, how do you get them to spectate the next level? How do you get them to move beyond my kid plays, my cousin plays, my friend plays, whatever it may be, and move to, I want to watch the national team play. I want to watch Matt Anderson play. I want to watch Reed Pretty play. I want to watch Clay Stanley play. How do you get them to do that? I think you just have to feed them information. Part of what this show is about, we've talked about it, is keeping people informed about the sport and getting them to watch it. Getting them between World Cups for soccer, or getting them between Olympic Games for volleyball. I think that's the real question. How do you do that? You know, we don't have a draft to supplement that kind of off-season stuff. We have a lot of overseas things that goes on, and the coverage of which is limited, or you can't find it. It's maybe on Comcast, maybe it's on ESPN, maybe it's not even on, maybe it's streamed live. It's hard to find, whereas I think that's why we've talked about the AVP. One of the huge things for them was ABC ESPN. Because now it's a brand. It's owned by the premier sports organization, broadcast-wise, in the world, in ESPN.
And people know when it's on. I think that's key. And people can actually watch it all at once. I think that's huge for our sport.
Put a season pass in their TiVo, and they can find it. You know, their TiVo will find it for them.
But before, we had a hard time finding it around the country.
Oh, and I wouldn't even bother. It was just too hard to figure out.
But now?
Yeah, now I check it out. Now I watch it. I'd always watch it, but sometimes I'd just be like, I don't know what's going on here.
Dan?
But the next step is, though, Dan, is don't we need money to promote it? You know what I mean? Like, there's no commercial.
How much money does Six-Man put into promoting it? You know, nothing. I think we can learn a lot from
when it comes to
does.
The masses, though, and you're talking about the country, you need to have marketing dollars.
No, that's the thing. I'm not talking about the masses.
No, I think we're talking about our own
I'm not
community.
Talking about reaching someone in New Jersey. I'm not talking about that. That'll come.
Yeah, but the six
That'll
man's what, 60,000 people? That's not a lot of people, is it?
No. Oh, no, I know.
I mean, in terms of what?
From an far as an operating cost, pretty low. Anyway, I think there's a lot to be learned from the six man.
All right. Let's not get into the six-man again. We spent about three shows on the six-man.
I'm done with it. I have a questionable call.
Hit it.
Well, it relates to an AVP shakedown. Pedro Brazal and Fred Souza are a top 10 team, and they've split up. They're not doing badly, but, you know, they split up. So Fred Souza is going to play with Ty Trambley, a good small defender, possibly the best actual defender digging volleyballs on the AVP, converting them, transitioning, maybe not so much. And Pedro Brazal is going to play with my roommate, Andrew Fuller. Now, Brazal had some options. Andrew Fuller's still on the qualifier level. He's getting in the main draws. He's won one match in main draw. He's doing well.
He's 7'5".
He's so big.
How tall is he?
6'10".
Okay.
He's as tall, maybe taller than Phil. But Pedro had a couple options to go with, like Ty Loomis or just smaller players, and maybe take a good finish. You know your limit. Is it better to choose a partner who you know will be solid and that you'll have a limit to your finishes, or do you pick up a big guy who could potentially be bigger but potentially be worse? What do you do?
I'm going to take this. You go with the potential.
Yeah, okay.
You go with, because I think, for like, me at least, I'm
risky
like,
potential.
Yeah, but for me, I'm always striving to climb the mountain. I'm not striving to get to base camp number two. You know,
yeah,
I want to get to
your,
the summit.
Yeah, but you're talking about paychecks here. I think that holds as a whole new dimension to it.
Well, true. But you want to look at the longer term plan. Do you want to get that middle of the road paycheck? Do you want to make that $800 for the weekend, or do you want to have the potential to perhaps be earning that $10,000 first prize?
Mm. Yeah.
So for me, you take the chance at the bigger potential than the okay. I know this is a limited middle road.
Because there's so few tournaments, I go on the other side. I take best possible player. Because there's only 11 opportunities.
Yeah.
And four of them are already gone.
There's a bad thing right there. There's a bad thing about the sport right there that you have to think that way because you don't make enough money and there aren't enough opportunities.
Whoa, that's in any sport. That's going on with LeBron James right now. Like, where's he going to go? Where the money takes him, you know? All these guys go where the money is, and then they figure out how to win after that.
But that's a choice between, different. Like, four Bentleys and five Ferraris or just a few giant Mercedes.
Yeah, this is more important of a choice, you know, like in terms of like, can you sustain yourself with the prize money you can get from Ty Loomis or from Andrew Fuller? You probably can do it with Ty Loomis. You do not know if you can do it if you go with Andrew Fuller. That's the situation. I mean, that's the reality of this. I mean, I don't know. I probably would go with Loomis in this instance. This also happened with Matty Olson. Matty Olson and John Mayer kind of talked about playing together because Matty O and Nygaard were, you know, they're not sure. Matty O would have to go to right side. John Mayer would go with Prosser maybe, but then Matty O's like, well, Matty O's won matches, plenty matches blocking. And so he got to the Manhattan Open split blocking with Kevin Wong last year. Matty O can
block.
Got
to the Hermosa Finals. With Jason Ring.
With Jay Ring 3 years ago. Yeah. So what do? They both took the potential of the big player instead of going with themselves. And it's worked out pretty well. I mean, Matty O took a third. And Mayer Prost got a ninth and a seventh, you know. So they're probably doing better than they would have together. So
yeah,
it works both ways.
Unfortunately, I don't think we're talking about, you know, there have been some comments on here about the rent money or that kind of thing with the AVP. I hope not, for the player's sake. I hope you're not hoping to pay your rent based on the 12 events and your potential prize money off the AVP. Unfortunately, the circumstances are that you are, as a player, making other plans. You better have income from somewhere else, some other sort of stability that will allow you to take this chance that you can climb the mountain. I want to climb the mountain.
Second jobs are
I don't want base
idea.
Camp. I don't want base camp. That's my opinion.
Yeah, but there's also next season. Like, you know, Aaron Walkvogel had a bad season in there, and now he's fine.
Well, he's got AutonomousUSA.com shorts, baby, shorts.
Yeah, Hermosa Open.
He's on his way.
We got to get an update on that, Geets. You weren't here yet last week when we're talking about Aaron shorts. He's trying to get a Hermosa launch. He's doing a Hermosa launch. We'll see if it's in spite or not. Geeta's reading the chat board.
I am. Sorry. he's supposed to partner up.
Yeah.
With the guys from Spider. So.
Well, we'll see. We'll get an update.
All right.
I want a pair of his shorts. I have a couple T-shirts. They're nice, but the shorts look pretty cool.
I think we should all be in the shorts when we're broadcasting live from Hermosa Beach. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it's tough to get a kind of good shirt.
What do you need? Oh, Geeter or Barney's wearing his Vitruvian Danny right now.
Not that hard. I got it on right now. You feel bad?
Geeter, you have like three one-of-a-kind kind of good shirts, by the way.
With
I want
the Sport Shack logo, I get that. But, yeah. I mean, we, you know, I mean, there.
I got a red one right here.
I have that one in black, and on the back it says Sport Shack.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite one is this year's, but, like, Tim's got, like, the Chuck Norris one. I mean,
Does he?
We had great Chuck Norris quotes in Vegas, by the way.
All right, well, you.
I love Chuck Norris.
I don't have Chuck Norris ones anymore, man. Those are all gone.
When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he actually pushes the world down. Awesome.
Whoever came up with those is just whacked out brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those weird genius things. Geeter, you got any questionable calls anything you can bring here?
Absolutely not.
Okay. You didn't know if SpongeBob was better than Dora?
I think.
I came unprepared to the show, but I did show up
here
with my daughter.
Dude, I'm glad you're here.
She's watching Curious George right now. Alex's lap.
We got a question we'll call from the from
I
the
like
tablet.
How your shoes are purple and hers are gold.
You like that?
Let me see, Geeter.
Look at purple shoes.
Purple.
She's got the gold.
Purple Adidas and...
You know, I'm still upset 2 weeks ago when I called you from the parade on the streets with the people on Figueroa and you guys just left me on hold.
I went to go to
35
minutes. And you were
with
gone.
With Luke Walton. I want
Luke
you to know
Walton. We'd have been there.
Barney handles the board and getting callers.
I'll take the blame.
And my cell phone was off.
Here's the thing, though. Barney, this is where it's not really your fault. Texted Dan, said, hey, I'm on hold right now. He got to me 2 days later. My phone was off. 2 days later.
No, I think I saw you.
He's got that first-generation iPhone. It's a little slow.
Yeah.
It's a little slow. Hey, if you want to answer the trivia, 347-677-1525. Get in the queue now.
Because it's an iPhone.
347-677-1525 is the number. If you want to win this Mikasa ball. Say what, retail price, $64.95 is what I just saw when I clicked on it and headed over to the Mikasa site. That's brutal.
Dang.
That's brutal. But it can be free here, $0. So, Dan, you said you had another questionable call.
Show goes fast when I'm here.
Yeah, well, just in chat, how many AVP players are actual professional athletes?
10? On
I
each
don't
side?
Know. What decides
what's a professional?
You don't have another job.
Let's count them. Phil, Todd, Kessie. Ross.
Rosie.
Misty. Cole. Rosenthal. Gibb.
John.
Casey.
Hayden. Scott.
Hayden. Scott. Lucena. Furbringer. Well, Furbringer works with his wife at the club. Yeah, I mean, you're talking probably under 15, right around 15.
Wow. For both tours. Yeah. You're talking men and women.
Men and women.
Yeah. That's not many. I think we've belabored this point kind of to death at times.
I'm done with it.
About the, you know, we've kind of beat the AVP up, but I think we've talked about some of the positive stuff they're doing too and the direction they're going. Mm-hmm. And I hope that it continues through next year. Like the off season is always a little bit sketchy.
Nobody wants it more than me. I'm an employee of the AVP, so I want it to keep going.
Now,
I think
it
will.
Same offices?
I think it will.
Is it still the same corporate offices?
Nope, they moved over.
They're off 190th.
Yeah, they're off 190th now. Saving a lot of money on that.
Makes
oh
sense
yeah,
to me.
Kidding me? They have like posh, like Howard Hughes Center, LA.
One thing I know, and it's the same thing when Leonard worked for the AVP, and it's the same thing now. You got the guys that are just out there hammering. I mean, they're putting their lives into it, time away from their families, 24 hours a day.
Employees, you're saying?
Yeah, that are out there trying to sell it and get it done and do the right things and come up with ideas. So you have people that are passionate about the sport, trying to help the sport.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what we want Alex to be doing, but instead she's going to the beach all the time.
I'd love for
hanging
her to
hanging out, partying with CrossFit
just
people.
A little bit about the show.
Yeah.
She cares more than Kevin. Kevin is not even...
Well, we had to bring...
He's not a word.
Can we... We had to bring Kevin on to pick up the slack for Alex.
Yeah.
So now we have two interns doing the job of one.
I wish we could afford more microphones. It'd be fun to have you guys just in for a second.
She's been holding down a microphone for an entire month since you've been, just hanging.
I can tell you're a little upset about it.
She wanted to get in today and talk about her latest exploits. Talk about the house she's living in getting robbed.
Yeah,
almost got robbed.
She walked in and
that's way better than getting robbed.
Yeah,
yeah. We had some people in the house on a bender.
Oh,
the same as
no, that's totally normal in South Bay.
I knew my computer
yeah.
Yeah.
How have we not talked about the absolute insanity that went down on the Strand?
That is
for
known
miles.
As the 4th of July.
Okay. Unbelievable.
We're going to get right back to the issue of Six Man because I said to my wife.
America's birthday.
I said to my wife, now you have Six Man. It's
one spot, one three-block section, right, for those that one day, basically Saturday. Nobody's complaining about Sunday. Complain about Saturday. The 4th of July is the entire Strand for 5 miles.
5 miles.
Filled with people drinking, running, barking, all the same problems. And nobody complains. Well, at least if they do, it doesn't get any airtime. Yes.
Kevin Barnett is 100% right. I, myself, had a Ming dynasty going. David Swadek, myself, Kurt Peters, and Aaron Wachvogel, 4 matches in a row of ace. We won. No one could touch us. We went through 35 beers at least playing ace. No one came over. No one cares.
No, no neighbor complaints.
Cops driving right by you.
No neighbor complaints. I don't understand.
No one complained.
I think we're talking a lot about drinking.
You know why? Because the neighbors were hoisting too.
Well, yeah, it's kind of an all everybody thing.
I am telling you, it's
3 people
complained about the 6-man.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with someone on air. It's like if you say something, if one person complains, you're getting called by your boss.
I'll tell you what.
You could get fired.
Best thing I saw all weekend, 19th Street in Hermosa Beach. People ran a water line across the Strand, down into the sand, across the sand, set up a huge slip and slide. We're running full speed. Slip and slide was about, I don't know, 50 yards long, 35 yards long. Dive on it, all the way to the end, ramp into a pool that was buried inside, like a little blow-up pool buried inside the sand.
And I didn't get a text.
That's phenomenal.
It was
19th?
19th in Hermosa. Congratulations.
Because there's a great crew down at 21st, Chris Brown and the fellas, so that might have been their doing.
The Iron Man guys.
Yeah, never know.
Yeah, and the Iron Man went on, hopefully without too much of a hitch. There in Hermosa Beach is a contest where you run a mile.
Run a mile.
You swim to a buoy, which is out past the pier.
You paddle a mile on a board.
Okay. You come back in and you drink a six pack.
Without puking.
Yeah.
No, that's never.
Hey, my apologies to the sponsors. We're talking a lot about drinking, but it was July 4th, and that's kind of what happens down here on the Strand.
Yeah. Yes.
People drink to excess. It's kind of funny. One of my uncle's relatives came down. Walked through the whole scene on the beach or on the Strand, walked out to the beach, and he said, I think I just got syphilis on the way out here.
He probably did.
Like, great, great.
See, we did more of the family thing. We played ace, and then we went up to 4th Street, and there's a parade for the kids. You dress up the wagons.
We went down to my uncle's.
The family thing.
Played ace. My daughter 5 feet away from me, and then up to 4th Street for the parade, which I missed.
I
didn't know the parade was only 3 minutes. I barely missed it. But we were 13-11 in the final game.
Kind of good. We're sitting out there on the edge of the beach, right? We're all the way out by the water where nothing's really going on. It's just a normal beach day. Some guy comes running out. He goes, hey, folks, I'm sorry. I know I'm in the family section of the beach. I'm just cutting through to go in the water, okay? I won't cause any trouble.
Even though you're already bothering everybody.
Yeah.
And he's peeing his
I heard you were the only sober guy, Dan, so you're at a dinner party on the 3rd.
Yeah, I was.
Yes.
Who's your friend? Sean Acosta?
I saw some guys the next day. They said your buddy Dan was keeping it nice, low profile for the guys at least.
I got to drive, man.
Yeah, it's good.
347-677-1525 if you want to win this volleyball from Acosta. 347-677-1525. This thing could be on your porch in 3 days' time. Could be right there. You could be out playing with it, impressing your friends. Brand new 10-panel ball.
I mean, I'm going to call in if
beautiful
else.
New design.
I mean, come on. Sell it on eBay. Let's go.
That's what we're going to end up doing. Sorry, Jordan. We're gonna end up having to do that. Nobody calls
in.
No. People on the chat board, I mean, I know you're not all sitting in your cubicle under the watchful eye of your boss. Come on now. Call in.
Be ashamed of yourself.
347-677-1525. And if you're getting this on a podcast, you're getting this a couple days later, you need to start listening live.
That's the thing. A lot of people listen to it later, so they're probably calling in going, God, they never answer.
That's right. Oh, goodness. Peter, what else you got?
I won a title a couple days ago.
Oh, really?
I'm getting ready for Hermosa. For me, this is a great time in my life. You guys got to remember, it was real busy May and June. We had the Lakers stuff going on.
I remember.
ABP was traveling. Like, I went from Belmar to JO's, and I know you guys don't follow me on Twitter like you should, but
I follow you.
Okay, good.
I just didn't go on Twitter.
Peter 3.
You're making a living.
But now you go from July 3rd was this day that I had set aside that I would be getting home. And from the 3rd to mid-August, I don't travel.
Good for you. I'm going to Wichita on Thursday.
That's pretty good.
Finish up World League.
Where do you go after that?
I want to know when you and I are going to do some college matches.
Well, love.
That's what I want to know.
Love to do a broadcast.
I want to know when that's going to happen. Big Ten Network, when are we going to make
last
that
time
happen?
We started talking about your broadcast career, you guys completely cut me off with a commercial.
No, we're going to talk about how awesome I am, but we're going to have to transition here because we
real
have
quick, somebody. I'm doing a wedding this weekend. My sixth. I'm 5-0 as a minister. I'm doing my sixth wedding,
nice.
Nick Schneider and Chelsea, this weekend. So that's exciting for me.
Dude, wait a minute. You're a television personality.
Universal Life Church. Took me 3 minutes.
You're
an ordained minister, Rev. Geet,
ordained minister,
Deacon Geet, whatever you want to call me.
Wow, and you're pretty much friends with any famous person I can come up with. Yeah,
Geeter, no,
you're
money.
Something
everybody.
Else. All right, we have our contestant, I believe, looking to answer some trivia. 304, you are on the air. Give us your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Melissa Carvel. I'm calling from Indiana, West Virginia, and I don't know much about trivia, but I figured, what the heck, I will call. I will put myself out there.
All right, Melissa, this is for a brand new ball. Don't get nervous.
Too late.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. What is Casey Patterson's signature yell?
Boom!
Yes!
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Where are you from, Melissa?
Vienna, West Virginia.
Wow, that's beautiful. Did you go to any of the tournaments on the East Coast?
Of course.
Obviously. Yeah. My favorite, of course, is Mason, Ohio, Cincinnati.
Uh-huh. They're moving it this year.
No.
Uh-oh.
it's not in Mason. It's closer to downtown Cincinnati.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Who was the jump-serving defensive specialist from the 1988 Men's Indoor Olympic gold medal team?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
No idea from the 88 gold medal.
No idea. This is bad. See,
I see like beach volleyball pictures. I don't see too many indoor volleyball pictures.
Oh, man.
On Carville Photography.
No, that's right. I'm sorry. We're beach people. We are beach people. We love the indoor, but we know more about beach.
Since we like her, can I answer for her? But can we give her a couple more hints?
Phone a friend or ask the audience.
Pull the audience.
Yeah. We have another caller. So
large volleyball family.
Ooh.
Famous volleyball family.
Famous volleyball family.
Ooh.
Famous volleyball family.
Think four-man.
Brother
back in
four
the 90s.
Four-man in the 90s.
Brother currently coaching.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. You're going to have to take the other caller. I'm sorry.
All right.
I don't know that one at all.
Thanks for trying. We appreciate you calling in and being a fan of the show.
Didn't she already get one right, though?
She got one right. You got to get three.
I been?
Yeah.
On the road.
All right. Thanks, Melissa.
Uruguay's
about to. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Melissa to win.
Uruguay's about to take the field, by the way.
Yeah. This is good stuff. We got it on the big screen.
My sister-in-law's from Uruguay. My brother went on his Mormon mission in Uruguay.
So the answer was
everything about it.
Eric Sotto.
Soggy dog.
All right. Let's move on to our second caller, 443. 443, you're on the air. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Eric calling from Maryland.
Eric, didn't we already send you something?
No, that's a different Eric.
It's another Eric. I like it.
Yeah, I was on the chat board when that guy called in, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very good. All right, are you ready for your questions here?
Let's go. I'll give it a shot.
Who are the four teams left in the World Cup?
Uruguay, Netherlands, Spain and Germany.
Nice.
Bing, bing,
nice
bing,
job.
Bing, 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 bing.
Nice.
By the way, big volleyball community in Maryland.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I'm out here by Ocean City, so I was actually at the Virginia Beach tournament as well.
Yeah. I met a bunch of guys. Virginia Beach, Ocean City.
Yeah. They always had a big boys indoor tournament every year.
Yeah, I used to vacation out in Delaware all the time. Rehoboth Beach, Dewey Beach.
Yeah, that's a couple hours from me, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
You know my boy Keeter out there?
Your boy who?
Not everyone knows everyone.
Keeter?
You know him?
Keeter, no. Keeter and Geeter?
I know Romo, the other announcer for the AVP. He and I are buddies.
Matt Romanowski.
Nice.
You got it. Yeah, he and I live in the same town here.
He's a good kid.
All right, Eric, question number two. What is St. John Smith's real name?
Oh, I got it.
Christopher St. John.
Yes,
nice.
Oh, nice. He left
love
off
this guy.
He left off Smith. I give it to him.
That's right.
Well, yeah, right, yeah. Dan, like you, I'm a big Beast guy, so I knew that one.
All right. I like this. All right, question number three. This is for the ball. Who is the only team so far in World League that has beaten Russia? Girl question.
Uh-oh.
You better
who
get
knows
on,
this besides
you better
Barnett?
Get on Google quick.
It happened this past weekend.
Phone a friend.
Can we have Russia in World League?
Can we have a ask the intern?
No,
yeah, we can do that.
Ask the intern.
Either Kevin or Alex. I would go Kevin.
Alex knows the answer.
That's
Alex
right.
Isn't helping out, she says.
I'll let you guys say. Let's see.
Past weekend, if you know the pools, if you've been listening to the show.
If you knew the pool, you know the answer.
Yeah.
I have. Let's see. I have to pay more attention to beach.
It's like Dan. It's like Dan. We start talking indoor and he falls asleep.
Correct answer.
No. I love indoor. I'm an indoor college coach, so I listen to. You know, I'm all about indoor too. I just don't know World League as well.
Where do you coach? I'm giving you time to look it up. Where do you coach?
University of Maryland Eastern Shore.
Nice.
It's in the MEAC.
The MEAC?
Yeah, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, like with Hampton and Florida AMU and Howard is in our conference.
Nice. All right.
Let's see. This isn't multiple choice, is it?
One word. The United States played a team with some pyramids this past weekend.
I want to go. Is it Bulgaria?
No!
Did he not?
No, he didn't hear my hint.
God,
so
he gave you the greatest.
The United States played Egypt this weekend.
Russia's
loss happened this weekend. So who was it? It was Finland.
Who else was in it?
Dude,
it
look
Finland.
At the chat board,
it lost
bro.
To Finland.
It's on the chat
board. Is it Finland? Jeez. Yeah.
Turn your computer right. on, Eric.
Yeah, I was trying to look it up. I was trying to look it up, and then, yeah, there it is on the chat board. Yeah, it's, yeah. Everybody help me out. I appreciate it, guys. Sorry about that. I looked away.
Oh, man. Are we out of trivia questions?
We had two sheets. Here's what we're going to do. Melissa did not make it past question number two. So we had Eric make it past question number two. We're going to give him a second chance at question number three.
Okay, let's go, Eric.
Melissa, don't be angry. Don't be angry.
I'm ready.
What is the name of the guy who had another girlfriend on The Bachelorette?
Dude,
that's
what?
A tough question. Who wrote this question?
That has nothing to do with, I thought it was volleyball questions. I don't watch that.
I mean,
no, you're right. This question sucks.
Alex, are you watching The Bachelorette?
Yeah.
No!
All right, here's a better question
no,
from
no,
The Bachelor.
Reed,
we're going to stay pop culture.
Reed has an email from us to us this morning about watching
Believe
The Bachelorette.
Believe me, I deleted it immediately. I saw that. It's like, and by the way, on The Bachelorette.
Did you see the interview?
Okay.
What? No, no, we did not.
Who is the bachelor who just broke up with his girlfriend from The Bachelor? Who is the guy? He's been on Dances with the Stars.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
This is a little bit easier. It's been mainstream
I know what I
media.
Mean.
Where am I?
Let's see. Is it Jake Pavelka?
Jake Pavelka!
Whoa! You know the last name?
Look at that.
Don't say
Hold
that.
On. That is so awkward that he knows the last name, but I love it.
No, I totally had to look it up. I can't lie. I had to look it up. I have no idea. I don't watch the Bachelor and stuff. So.
All I know is Eric won. He crushed
one.
It.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Melissa, but Eric won.
Oh, hey, Eric, here's what you have to do. You have to send us an email to thenetlive@gmail.com with your address, and we will get a Mikasa in the mail to you.
Nice. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. That was an indoor ball, right, or was it a beach ball?
That's a beach ball, so it's
nice.
Right up the alley. You can use that all summer long. It should be.
You can only use it in other countries.
It's an international ball.
It's FIVB ball.
That's right. It's the FIVB ball. So you're not allowed to play with it in America.
It's netlive@gmail.com, right?
Netlive, one word, @gmail.com.
Doing it right now. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric.
Later,
for calling in. See ya.
Thanks.
All right. Good stuff. Well, we gave the ball away. Melissa, don't be angry. Maybe we can take care of Melissa.
She's not angry.
We'll
She's on. She said Eric rocks in all caps. 3 exclamation points.
There
on
we
the
go.
Board.
We're going to have to refine our trivia process. That's actually part of what's on the interns.
Let me ask
stuff
you something.
This week.
Are you missing mine? Are you missing it?
Missing what?
The Dan Madden trivia?
Dan Madden trivia. What we have Dan
remember,
Madden.
Remember
trivia?
When I didn't write trivia and someone else wrote it and I dominated?
I like honestly, I miss the trivia competition.
Me too.
But we haven't had Geeter.
And it got
Reed hates it. Dan, you don't like it. I think it's fun.
I think it's great.
I think all people right, on the right, chat board right. get excited about it. You know, I think it's a good
well,
thing.
I mean, we like it because we were good at it.
My point is, do you want to lose at it every week? Like, is that what you want?
I was smashing people down.
I was
because
beating every week.
I Jesus wasn't Christ. In it.
Really?
I'm one and oh.
All right, so we have interns who have to write
all,
trivia
all
for next week.
Dan, you have a major role on this show. Don't want more.
Kevin, we're going to need 10 trivia questions for next week. Some volleyball related, some not.
Kevin's
just
got a great
knowledge.
Smile. He does.
He's ready.
Kevin's a little nervous.
He smiles a lot. I like that about him.
I told him just come on in. He wanders in the house. Come upstairs.
Kev, what are you, 22?
No tour, no nothing.
Who's been the MVP? Millie.
Yeah.
She caused any problems? Been here an hour and a half.
I haven't.
I'll tell you, no,
word.
The MVP is not Millie. The MVP is Curious George.
Curious George.
The MVP is that DVD player.
Do you guys get excited when you get a call from like West Virginia and Maryland? That's a
Heck
good
yeah.
thing. I mean, we're here on the West Coast. We're talking about growing the sport. Well, it's growing.
Let's talk about growing the show. That's what we're talking about.
Show.
That's what I was doing up in Reno. Talking about the
Probably
show.
Probably should have
show.
Contacted me and let me know you were there.
I can give you some cards. We have NetLive cards. You seen
Thanks
them?
For inviting me, guys.
Have you seen our NetLive cards?
Nope.
Oh, nothing. We're going to have to show this to you before we go.
Do I have one?
Break one out.
I want to know if there's one for me.
Well, we don't have specific names. Everybody's name is on it.
No, all the names are on, so you can black
Get
out
some cards,
all
though.
The names besides your own.
Yeah, that's what Geeter's card will look like. What are these other lines? Don't worry about that.
Did you guys see that handball with Uruguay and Ghana? Was that the most crazy last play of a soccer match of
Ooh,
all time?
Ever.
Underway. There we go. Uruguay has the ball. I think the Netherlands is going to win. Bottom line.
Dude, that's what Alexei Lalas has been saying the whole time.
You know what? I'm tuning in
Lalas
here.
Lalas picked the upset over Brazil.
I'm excited to
oh,
be
no,
tuning
no.
in.
No, before the World Cup started, he picked Netherlands. He's awesome. Where does he live?
He's South Bay guy. I
what's
met his
address?
Wife, his
what's
kids.
His, no, what's his
don't
address?
Don't know, but we have mutual friends. I don't know him personally.
Not,
but
what?
I know.
What?
I will by the end of the
so
month.
So, like, on Facebook, you're not friends with him, but you have six friends in
don't,
common.
Yeah, don't Facebook yet.
Yeah, you got to get on Facebook, bro. You don't know what
My
you're
wife
missing.
Does.
No, Geeter would have, seriously, 2,500 friends.
He might be a pain in the butt. Yeah.
Twitter.
In
Geeter
about
3.
3 days. Geeter
yeah,
3, Twitter.
Okay. I know, I'm on it right now. I'm on your Twitter right now. Lost our morning match versus Laguna, but won the challenge match versus Orange County.
It's kind of outdated.
We now play in Encinitas Wave in quarters. This is why we play.
And I'm about to get yelled
That's
at.
That's what we beat, yeah.
Yeah, if you,
beat.
If, you
want
to, if you want to hear Geeter
win in sprint. Oh, really? Yeah. What club were you?
Mavs.
Oh, I know Mavs. They won one of the...
They probably did. They have some good energy.
They were in our pool, by the way.
Millie.
Yeah.
Hey, Millie. Mavs are never good.
Yeah.
Millie just looked at me.
Millie looks happy.
Millie, what are you doing?
So if you want to hear what Geeter has to say and don't want to listen to the long-windedness, go
if
on
people
Twitter.
People want me to go on Facebook. If there's a push for me to get on Facebook... on the Net Live, then I will get on.
I just want to see how many friends
Who
you
cares?
Have. I want to see how quickly you pass me or Reed.
What do you have?
I don't even remember.
Oh, you got nothing. Come on.
It's
what do
not
you
that
have,
much.
How many
it's
friends?
Not that much.
There's Dan Madden, there's Danny Kynan, and there's Kind of Good Facebook page. I'm
but
kind
see,
of
I'm
pushing
kind of split
the,
on the whole
the,
thing.
The page.
I'm kind of split on the whole thing because I don't friend everybody. I know Reed friends
sure.
everybody.
No. My
did
Dan
Louis,
Madden one
did Louis
is very
ever
exclusive.
Accept Reed?
Yeah, he did.
I've got 336 friends.
That's not a lot.
Reed,
like a lot
Reed
me,
who's
no?
been on Facebook for a long time, Reed accepts everybody. 2,368 fans. That's what Reed has going.
Yeah, but Reed friends people.
Oh, everybody. Yeah. What about you, Dan?
I don't know, man. My personal page? No way. That's tough.
What
to
about
get
the
in.
Danny Kinda page? What are we looking
really,
at here? Danny Kinda.
I don't really do
oh,
that anymore. The Kinda good.
Smoking Reed Pretty. 2,449 fans.
In your face, Reed.
Killing him. Killing Reed Pretty.
The kind of good plans Facebook page is what I'd rather do.
Oh, look at Millie snuggling up with Dad. I got to go to school and get my boys.
I'm digging those yellow low-top Chucks right
yeah.
there.
I might bring her to every show.
Yeah. Millie, you want to talk to the microphone?
You want to talk on the mic, sweetheart?
No.
Want to talk on the microphone?
Could you say that in the mic?
Can you say, Geeter?
Wake up, Geeter. It almost sounds like Dieter.
Gator.
Dieter, now is time when we're done. All right, guys, I think we got to call it here. Give us something you're watching this next week besides this soccer game going on right here. Oh, Netherlands just over the top of the goal.
I am loving World Cup. I've hated soccer my
okay.
entire life. Hated it. Like 94, it came to the United States. I hated it. I am loving soccer.
What
it
do you do
awesome.
When the World Cup ends in a week and you have no more hoops, no World Cup, football hasn't started yet? You got Major League Baseball and AVP.
I know the
AVP.
Answer.
No, I love baseball. No, just kidding.
AVP and motocross. Bottom line, Lucas Oil, pro motocross series.
What is he talking about?
They were in Buchanan, Michigan this past week, man. It was good.
Buchanan,
Great
Michigan.
Racing by the 250s, anybody who caught it.
Hmm.
Buchanan, Michigan, right there on the Indiana border. Dan,
Geeter, what are you watching?
Stomping grounds.
What are you watching? What are you going to do?
I'm going to start playing a little more volley, having some fun. doing nice dinners. I'm kind of done watching. I've watched enough sports lately, so I kind of take some time off and catch up on all my TiVo.
Take the wife out.
Entourage is on right now. I like Entourage, you know, like Friday Night Lights. I'll watch that. But,
I'll
watch baseball. If I know I'm doing a Dodgers series, and I'll catch up on the Dodgers. But, you know, for me, July is more – it's more about my my FaceTime and getting FaceTime with friends and hanging out.
And Facebook time.
Maybe.
It's
possible.
Facebook time.
Connecting with Alexi Lawless.
Start surfing a little bit more. Haven't surfed in a while.
Dude, let's go surfing. I'm total Coop. Are you Coop?
The next 6 weeks, it's just about me, my family.
Right. Nice.
Okay?
Nice.
And this show.
Of course.
It's great to have you back, Eater.
It's good to be back. Ratings through the roof.
Bam.
Glad you made it back to the show.
Thanks. Glad you guys had a seat for me, barely.
We'll take you over Reed. Any day. Sorry, Reed. Sorry. Got to use some practice. All right, I'll be off to Wichita this week.
Search for Jen Kessie.
Ooh, yeah. Jen Kessie. If we can get Jen Kessie next week.
Can we get her?
That'll make my Monday.
Hermosa preview next week.
They'll probably be back from Stade, right?
Yep. Yeah. We'll have a Hermosa preview next week. We'll be talking a lot about Beach. We'll have the results from this past weekend. Hopefully the United States crushes down Russia twice 3-0 and is on their way to World League Finals down in Argentina. But we shall see. All right, so that's it. You have listened to another wonderful episode of The Net Live here on thevolleyballnetwork.com. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll see you again next Monday, 10 a.m. Tune in live. We'll have more free stuff. We're giving away a Mikasa trainer ball next week. That's it. Go Netherlands. See you soon.